a Jewish Journal article, AKLA B'nai Mitzvah Fellowship, U Mental Health Center in Israel. AKLA, a play on the Hebrew term for awesome, is a new organization for bar and bat mitzvah students intended to introduce them, face-to-face, to Jewish contributions to local and global society. AKLA is led by Jeff Polak, president and executive director of the David and Janet Polak Foundation, which formed in 2012 to support Israel, the American Jewish community and other causes. In an interview, Polak said he wanted to create a program that would inspire and get kids excited about what takes place in the Jewish community. I want them to understand the impact the Jewish community has on so many significant segments of our society. Most B'nai Mitzvah programming I saw was more about societal issues outside of the Jewish community. The AKLA course spans 5 Sundays, and the opening round began in October. The inaugural cohort of 24 students made 5 stops with an accompanying theme: Skirball Cultural Center, Tech, Startup Nation, Annenberg Community Beach House, Security, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, Medical, Broad Stage, Arts and Media, and the Simon Wiesenthal Center, Meeting with a Holocaust Survivor. Activities held over 5 weeks included the students meeting a Holocaust survivor. Photo by Tucker Cattaneo, Christian Chiok. Polak's primary goal is for the 12 and 13-year-olds to see and digest the impact Jews have on significant segments of society. I was excited, Polak said, that at this age, when kids are starting to set their own course, for them to know they can make a difference in the world by achieving in all different paths. Kids see television and they see movies. But do they understand the formation of this entire industry was developed by Jewish immigrants? That is only one of many paths that our B'nai Mitzvah cohorts will experience to make a difference in the world. AKLA advisory board members include independent producer Tanya Barber, educator Samara Huttman, Jewish Community Foundation of Los Angeles chair Evan Schlesinger, journal publisher David Suisand, Rabbi Lori Shapiro. New applications are being accepted for the upcoming session, which begins February 26 and continues through March 19. For additional information, visit https://aklausa.org. Yeshiva University has launched a new mental health therapy center in Israel. Yeshiva University's Wurzweiler School of Social Work in Israel director Nakama Monk, courtesy of Yeshiva University. Filling a critical need for affordable, English-language mental health services in Israel, Yuz Wurzweiler School of Social Work partnered with Amudim Israel, an organization dedicated to serving community members at times of crisis, in opening the Jerusalem Therapy Center in late October. The center is staffed by Wurzweiler graduate students, graduates and other mental health professionals who specialize in the treatment of anxiety, addiction and trauma. The center has multiple therapy rooms as well as a classroom to meet patient and student needs. Wurzweiler is unique in its ability to both educate the next generation of mental health professionals and provide much-needed and high-level services to our community in Israel, U Provost and Vice President of Academic Affairs Selma Botman said in a statement, "This is an exceptional opportunity to connect to U's larger mission of serving the needs of those living in Israel. The center will primarily serve the English-speaking immigrant community in Israel, including gap-year students away from home for the first time in New Olam adjusting to life in an unfamiliar country. Typically, gap-year students are not covered for mental health counseling by the tourist or temporary health insurance, and the center will provide vital, affordable, quality mental health care to this vital population, according to U. A recent mental health expo in Jerusalem, co-organized by the U Wurzweiler School, drew more than 1,500 attendees. The success of the event was one of the catalysts for the establishment of the new center. According to Nakama Monk, director of U's Wurzweiler School of Social Work Israel program, good mental health services have never been more necessary. Studies show anxiety and depression on the rise since the start of the pandemic, and while COVID-19 did not necessarily create new mental health issues, it certainly exacerbated existing difficulties, she said. Our community is in real need of mental health services, Monk said. One of our basic values is to help those in need, and the therapy center will be here to offer relief and hope. Getting good, affordable treatment is challenging for all Israelis, and even more so when your mother tongue isn't Hebrew.